And while we're talking Chicago, why are so many people leaving that city? According to the census, Chicago is shrinking in population while other major cities are growing, and more people are continuing to move to the Sun Belt and the suburbs. Derek Thompson is a senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us from New York, as he is each Monday, to talk about this. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
So let's start with Chicago. What is going on there? Why are people leaving in such big numbers, and why are new people not moving back in to take over the places of the people who leave?
I have to say, I was shocked by these figures. I went to school near Chicago. I've been there maybe 10 times in my life, and I love the city. But the city is shrinking. And the reasons why it's shrinking, I think, are really important for all cities to look at, because Chicago in this way could be, I think, an inauspicious omen for other large American cities. We have a presidential candidate talking about the dangers of immigration. We have major American cities becoming too expensive for young people, an aging population, even racial strife in some Midwest cities. Chicago is shrinking because of all of these things all at once in one area. First of all, it is suffering from really low immigration compared to a lot of other major cities. Second, its richest areas are losing population, perhaps as it's becoming too expensive to live there. The city's getting a lot older, which is affecting its birth-to-death ratio, not good for the growth of a city. And finally, black people are leaving by the tens of thousands as we've seen a lot of this racial strife.
But we have been hearing for 15 or 20 years now that young people are moving to the major cities, including Chicago, New York, San Francisco, Seattle, because there are opportunities there. But you write that people are leaving not just Chicago, but other cities. They're still doing what they did many decades ago and moving out to the suburbs and moving to the Sun Belt cities.
Here's the big story in two sentences. First, young people who graduated from elite universities are more likely than ever to move to a small handful of cities like New York, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, D.C. But the rest of the country is basically living like it's 2006 again. They're moving to the sunny suburbs of Florida and Texas and Arizona. There are, in the broad picture, four ways that a city's population changes. You have births, you have deaths, you have people moving in, either domestic migration or from immigrants, and then you have people moving out. The reason why cities are growing right now, most cities like Washington, D.C. and New York, is because not only do you have these young people moving in, most importantly, you have lots and lots and lots of immigrants. But a lot of native-born Americans, particularly those in their 30s, 40s, and above, they are heading out where housing is cheaper, and that is in this Sun Belt.
You know, I was just in, I guess, what we would consider the Sun Belt last week. I was off and I spent a little bit of time in Southwest Florida, which is, I feel like every time I'm there, the highway is bigger and bigger and bigger because so many people are moving there. What metro areas are doing the best in terms of growth right now?
So between 2010 and 2015, Houston, Dallas, Miami, Phoenix, and Atlanta, five cities, added a combined 1.6 million people through migration. That was more than the rest of the 20 largest cities combined. So if you train your attention on Houston and Dallas, Miami, Phoenix, Atlanta, that those are really the cities that are growing the fastest. One really other fascinating factoid that I found is that for every non-recession year this century, every year this century that the economy has grown, the fastest growing metro has only been one of three cities: Las Vegas for 3 years, Austin for 3 years, Cape Coral, Florida for another 4 years. So people are absolutely moving to this sort of swath of land between Georgia and Atlanta through Arizona, particularly into Texas.
Well, Derek, there are people who are listening to this who are wondering, especially those who live in Chicago, and I'm an Illinoisan by birth. I grew up there. Is there anything a city like that can do to turn things around?
Well, I think you have to pay attention to the fact that it's normal right now for cities to be losing domestic migrants. The way that cities grow is through immigration. And the entire reason why Chicago isn't growing, the reason that the city seems to be shrinking, is that immigrants aren't moving there. So it seems to me like the formula for having a growing major city is not so much to focus on how do we make sure that 60-year-olds want to move here. Look, people seem to want to retire in Florida, right? No matter how great you make your city. city. It's about how good do you make your city? How attractive does it become to immigrants coming in? How can you prepare, create places for them to live, create jobs for them to do?
We will link you to more about what Derek is talking about at our website, hereandnow.org. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.